Bevel Senators Captain Garrett Pilon speaking with Quinney News. I know that the summers are always longer than you want, but it's a time to get away as well. What has the summer been like? What's kind of the focus when you're going through the a long, tough recovery? You have to, you know, the physicality of playing in an AHL season. What's the summer like for you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're taking care of any little ailments that might have kind of carried over. So obviously doing a little bit of rehab, working out, skating, all that stuff. But for me, it was a lot of, you know, visiting with family. Going to weddings. I'm in the prime wedding age right now where a lot of friends are getting married. So it was busy, lots of traveling. But it was good. It made the summer feel go by quick, and hockey season obviously coming right around the corner.
Are you in Saskatchewan?
Yeah, I'm from Saskatchewan. I live now in Calgary, Alberta, where I spend my summers. But I'm currently in Saskatchewan right now, visiting some family.
Was the Rough Riders part of growing up? Did you get to any of those games as a kid?
What's so funny is I don't think I've been to a Rough Riders game, which I feel like is like a Saskatchewan sin. I don't know why. I've just never been able to kind of go down there at times. We've always kind of been doing stuff. And then I have friends that obviously I've just missed opportunities to go, but I've always wanted to go to one because I did follow them quite a bit when I was younger.
When you're getting set to come back to the season, there's a lot on you as a captain. When you are the guy as far as bringing the leadership in the room, what are some of the things that are expected of you other than doing interviews with local media? What are some of the things that people ask of you, or what are some of the things that you are expected to do or you expect of yourself?
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain sense of setting an example, right? Like the league is young in itself, where there's a lot of new guys coming in, and every hockey player is exposed to a leadership and the right way to handle themselves, I think, coming up just from even in junior. So it's not like guys come in and they don't have an idea of how to do it, but there's a certain standard that needs to be set in the dressing room with how you act and how you work. And I think it's on me and especially other leaders in the room too. You know, there's probably like 6 to 8 more guys that are just on par with me that help, you know, set an example with how they work and things they say. So, I mean, yeah, it's definitely there's more to it than just wearing the C on their shoulder on the ice, right? There's all the planning and guys together, making sure that we're a cohesive unit once we do hit the ice, more than just from practice and a hockey aspect, but just from getting to know each other as well.
It's always interesting when you get to a level like this, because most guys that are members of the Belleville Senators, when they were kids, they were the best player on their team at some level. Maybe they were a captain. Do you think that it works by committee leadership as well? I know you're the guy with the letter, but is there an accountability once you get to this level of hockey that you all kind of have to keep each other in check?
Of course, yeah. I mean, even the young guys, there's guys that obviously are ahead of themselves in their age at times too, where they're composed and they bring something as a leadership aspect even when they're young. And I think a lot of guys, when you come here, it's expected to do your job, care about your teammates and be a leader in your own sense, right? There's young guys who lead the group of rookies that obviously have their way of going about things, and it's expected for sure once you come to the AHL that you're kind of making strides to become a leader yourself. Especially when you're a young guy, there's just experiences you haven't gone through yet that a guy like me has, and I just hope to help some of those young guys go through those scenarios and go through not getting called up and not lose sight of still playing good hockey.
It's always interesting with the American Hockey League how year over year so many players go in, go out, they shift, they move up. What do we know about the team so far this season as far as the pieces that are going to be there? Or do you really not only find out the makeup of the team till after camp?
Yeah, I think obviously there's some new guys coming in that you figure out how they fit in. But from what I've heard with a lot of guys that we're bringing in this year, is they're a lot of good people as well. We obviously have some good hockey players coming in, but you know, definitely have guys that I think are going to bring a good leadership aspect to the team as well. So looking forward to that. But we lost some key pieces last year, and I'm wishing a lot of those guys the best. Moving forward in their hockey career, it's just part of the business. But there's a lot of guys that stayed that we had, like Wash, Hodgson, Sprango, all those guys, where it's good to have them back in the room. And there's not going to be as much turnover, I think, with a lot of the guys. So we're all familiar with each other. So I think that's a good thing as well.
Is it fair to say you know probably somebody on every professional hockey team in North America at this point?
Yeah, I mean, once you play 7 or 8 years, you start to meet guys for sure that eventually branch out. And I think, especially out east here, I mean, even just from you play certain teams so many times that I honestly even know the guys I play against, even if I haven't been on their team for at a point. I just know them well from playing against them for so long, right? You play a team 12 times a year for 8 years. You get to know a player pretty well, especially if you're matching up against them. So, yeah, I would say I know majority of the players in the league, that's for sure.
What is the goal that you have set out for the club?
I mean, I think the goal for us every year, and it should be a standard, is being in the playoffs and being a contender, right? Like, we've been right there, and our division has been so tight that there's just a little bit more that we need to kind of get over that hump and become a top two team in our division and not just fighting for that last playoff spot. Because it is a matter of, I think, 4 to 6 points every year of being in either third or being in sixth, which I think is crazy. But I think for us, it's being, putting ourselves in that top team position in our division. I think it gives us a good chance, obviously, to be in a good spot for playoffs and then go from there.
Over the next few weeks, what are the finishing touches that you put on a summer as you get set to head back to the Quinte region?
Oh, geez. I mean, we're in the thick of training right now. It's the best time of year where you're starting to kind of, take a bit off the weight training and go into more of the cardio, and you just feel the season's kind of getting right around the corner, and it's exciting. Obviously, you're going to all the skates. We're all doing our bag skates after practice, making sure our cardio's, getting up, and I think it's just an exciting time to kind of, we're at the last push here where it's the excitement of camp, and there's obviously opportunity to, showcase yourself, and it's always an exciting time of the year.